Okay, we are in Simen Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis Sif Katan Yud Tes, where it says it's a mitzvah to add from the weekday on to the Kodesh, and the time to add that is from the beginning of the Shkia, where the sun is no longer seen, until Bein HaShemoshes, which that time is 3 1/4 mil, 58 1/2 minutes. So you can add on in that area. Yutes, bein b'knisaso, bein b'yitziaso. It's a mitzvah to add on when the Shabbos enters and when the Shabbos leaves, on both ends. U'kadisa l'kamen, as we'll see later on in Simen Reish, Tzadi Gimel, Sif Beis, Ayin Shom, look over there. That on Motzei Shabbos, you have to be careful to add on as well. Now, still in all, when you add on for yourself, what if Ein al hazman hazeh lo lav v'lo kores? But that time, if you do anything in that extra time, there's no negative prohibition and there's no kores. Let's say, okay, I brought in Shabbos a few minutes earlier, and then you did a malacha. You have not transgressed a lav or a kores. Ki im mitzvah saseh min haTorah. You violated a positive mitzvah of the Torah, as we will see. Now, this law, V'yalfinan, we learned this law Tosefes Shabbos in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Midachsiv, B'yom HaKippurim. It says in Yom Kippur, V'nisem esnafsho seichem b'sisha l'chodesh v'erv. You will afflict your souls on the ninth day of the month in the evening. Me'erev ad ever, from evening to evening, tish b'su shabbatzchem, you will rest. Your Sabbath. For Amrina, the Gemara asks, Yochol, I might think, B'tisha Misan, on the ninth you fast, because it says, on the ninth of the month. Talmud Lomar B'Rebbe, it means in the evening. So what does that mean? So, if it's evening, Yochol Kishatechsha, I might think when it becomes dark. Talmud Lomar B'tisha, still says in the ninth. How could be the evening on the ninth and still be Yom Kippur? Okay, Tzad, how's that possible? Maschol Misan, Mivod Yom, you start fasting while it's the ninth, kedei lahosif mechol haKodesh, to add from the weekday to the Kodesh. That's a sukkah resolve. So that's how you see, for Yom Kippur at least, and that becomes a gzeiras shav for Shabbos, he started early. V'chein b'yitzos, and also when it goes out on Yom Kippur, mostly if you add, midachsiv says, me'erev ad erev, from the evening to the evening, from the erev of Yom Kippur until the erev after Yom Kippur. Umirachsivans says, Tish Pasu Shabbat Chem, you will rest your Sabbath. Yalfinam, we learned the Chomachem Shenemar Shvus, Kamo Shabbos V'yontav, Gam Kain Tzorch Losed. We learn whenever it says the idea of Shvus resting, like on Shabbos or Yontav, you also have to add from the weekday, Velish Bosmi Malacha, and stop doing any Malacha. Alright, so that's where we live. Now, Uzman Tosefes Zu, and the time of this Tosefes, well, Korah, you have to say, Kodem Bein HaShemoshes, that's before Bein HaShemoshes. Why? Because if that time was the Bein HaShemoshes, if it's Mamas in Bein HaShemoshes, well, that's already Husafek Shem Hulaila. It's already doubtful if it's night already. V'chayv l'mish Oshem Toli, you'd have to bring an Oshem Toli. So you didn't add anything. V'lo tzerech kol osiv, I don't need a pasuk to tell me we add on to that. So therefore, that means it has to be before Bein HaShemoshes.
When it says in the beginning, when we read that it's a positive commandment, not a negative, and he says you don't get kores, does it mean you don't get kores if you don't add on, or you don't get?
No, if you do a malacha in that period of time, because because all you did was violate the Tosefes Shabbos. That's all. So you violated the Tosefes Shabbos. You transgressed the essay. You didn't really add on to the Shabbos. You contradicted yourself. Right. But it's not that it's actually Shabbos. It's not actually Shabbos. Okay, Chaf. Mitchilas Hashkia. Okay, here's an important Mishnah Berurah here. All right. Now, this is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Hu das Rabbeinu Tam. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Vesiato, and the other rabbis who join him in that. They hold the shtei shkios heim. They hold there are two shkios. Mitchilas mitchila nichseis hachama me'einenu v'shokas. It's when the sun begins to cover itself up from our eyes and set under the horizon. Hu anikra tchilas hashkia. That's called the beginning of the shkia. And then after that shkia shoya, you wait. The sun waits from getting dark. Kedei, the amount of time of shlosha mil or via mil, 3 1/4 mil. Vaidayin yomu, it's still considered daytime according to Rabbeinu Tam. And from that point on, maschila hashkia shnia. That's when the second shkia begins. Shos maschali shoka ha'or lagami. Then the light that comes, I think it's called the ephemeral, that light that goes down, that begins to set, as it were. Make it start. That's called the end of shkia. And that time takes the time to go 3/4 mil, 1,500 amas. That is bein hashmoshes according to Rabbeinu Tam. And afterwards, yotzim shlosh kovim. Then 3 stars come out. Beinonim, average ones. Shame similar. That shows it's night. Vnim shlotad comes according to him. Mitchilas hashkia atzeis kovim, from the beginning of shkia until tzeis kovim. He, Arbas Mil, is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Because that's where you get the 72-minute opinion. I'm going to write in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, guys, so hang on. The Harbe Poskim Chok, the many Poskim argument, if it's real, and they hold the Miyad, they hold it immediately at the first Shkia, when the sun goes beneath the horizon, and it's covered from our eyes. Who bein hashmashas? That is what bein hashmashas is. Shu safek yom, safek lila. That's doubtful day, doubtful night. And then we go 3 1/4 mil. And then that will be for sure night. Okay. And that's it. So that's 58 and a half minutes. So that's where those opinions tell us it's an hour, let's say, to wait. But we will see more about that later in Chaf Gimel, which is going to come soon. Okay, next. Chaf Av. Rotzo Laso. So, okay, if you want to make it all Tosefes, if you want to make the whole 58 and a half minutes, according to your rate of time, Tosefes, that's okay. Okay. Hainu al yedei. Now, how do you increase? What do you actually do to make it happen? So, al yedei dibur. It's through speech. Shumakablo, you accept the love, l'shem Tosefes Shabbos. I mekayim Tosefes Makabel upon myself, Tosefes Shabbos. Look, skip all this fair halacha. Okay, or al yedei amiras borchu, or if you say borchu in shul. That'll bring it on early. Ukedel kavis, you'll see later on Siv Dalit. Now, but what if v'imahani l'zeh kabbalah v'leif? What if you just in your heart take it on without saying anything? Look later on in Simin Tov Reish Ches Siv Gimel Nahagah and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Okay, if that can be done, v'ayin l'kamon. Look later on in Simin early later on Reish Samach Gimel, etc. So she brings in Shabbos when she lights candles. So that's her bringing it on. Okay. Chav Gimel. Chav Beis. Chav Beis, I meant. Eis is man. But we have to at least add something. Eis is man. Lo sagi b'sofa kolshu. It's not good enough with just any amount of that. El shetzorach sasiosh and a little bit more. Okay, I don't know the difference between something and a little more. V'shir tosefes im ben hashmashas b'yachad, and the time of the Tosefes Shabbos together with the ben hashmashas, ola kimat chatzi shah, comes out to about a half an hour. So I don't understand that at all.
But that's what a lady does. You say,
but I understand, but Bein HaShemoshes, we said, is what?
There's only 13 and a half minutes.
No. not according to, well, that's according to
Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay. So that would be half an hour, but
so it would be 18 plus 13.
No, 18 plus 12.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's roughly half.
No, 15 and a half.
And 13.
So then 14 and a half. I'm Ber Halacha. Look in the Ber Halacha. That it's not so clear the shear from the Gemara. And it couldn't be more than the time of going three quarters of a meal. Right? And therefore, Hilzik the Chai Adam, that the shear, and that's how it gets to the shear of Bein HaShemoshes, is a Chatzi Shah. Okay, well, anyway, so that's where we get, I guess, 18 minutes is the proper Tosefah Shabbos. But if you don't have that, it would also be a Tosefah Shabbos. Okay, I'm sure the piece gets you will weigh in on all this. Chaf Gimel, okay. That's the whopper. We're not going to finish it all today. Shlosha Revei Meal. Okay, the shear of Bein HaShemoshes is Shlosha Revei Meal. 1 second. Eiz Manshev Vada Yom Mechodos. The shear Zman Bein HaShemoshes Shlosha Revei Meal. That's the shear of Bein HaShemoshes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, according to him. All right. Shlosha Revei Meal. Who la'erech revasher? It's about a quarter an hour. Well, if that's 15 and a half minutes, right?
13 and a half.
He's
rounding off as 15.
13 and a half minutes. That's about 15.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. V'hinei, Ashulchan Aruch Yizkir B'Siv Sedas Rabbeinu Tam. Has brought the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. V'siyato, of that group that goes with him. Aval Harbi Merishonim, but many of the early rabbis, Srila, they hold. And who is this? V'gam HaGra, Hiskim L'shitasim. And the Gra agrees with them. Who are the early rabbis? Maram Al-Shakar, Rav Shreira Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, Rabbeinu Avram Achasid, the son of the Rambam, also appears from the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and Ramban and Hagos Mordechai. Okay, a lot of people. And even the Gra, he's commissioned the Greece, the Bein HaShemoshes, Bein HaShemoshes Maskel, Tekev Achar Tchilas Hashkiah, begins the beginning at the beginning of the setting of the sun. When the sun is covered from our eyes. At that time goes Kidei Shlosha Revi'i Meal. And it's the time of three quarters meal. That's Bein HaShemoshes. And then close to that, right after that, that's when the three middle stars go. And it's biblical light Minatora after 13 and a half minutes. It's night. Very short. Bein HaShemoshes. Ofiza comes out. According to Shom Yeshus, if you're very careful, you can't do any work when the sun goes up down from our eyes. Because according to them, that's already the suffix Issur D'oraisa. And even Malachas Mitzvah, even to a mitzvah, going to look us in there, lighting the candles. So the Shabbos, Shabbos Gam, can you have to be careful. Ligmor had lokas some kodim had shetishka achama. You got to light the candles before the sun sets. And afterwards, who bechlal ben hashmoshes? That's called ben hashmoshes. Look later. Earlier, we already learned in Sivkot and Tess. You shouldn't any malach D'oraisa, even from Tzarech Mitzvah, etc., etc. And obviously, initially, in Lahamtin, you shouldn't wait until the last minute to light the candles. You should light the candles when the sun's already at the top of the treetops going down. As we'll see in Sif Gimel, because if you don't know the Shir of Bein HaShemoshes, that's what the Shulchan is going to say. If person wants to be strict on himself and stop working a half an hour, or at least a shlish shah, a third of an hour, that's 20 minutes. Koidim shkia ashrilo, before shkia, fortune is him. Do yotze baze yidei shitas koshin, you fulfill all the rishonim. There's an opinion of the Urayim, you see, who holds that Bein HaShemoshes is the shear of three quarters of a mil before shkia. The Urayim holds that Bein HaShemoshes is before the sun sets. And therefore, and from that, and from the Shkia on, it's certainly night. So that's the third opinion. So you fool everybody. Okay, going to stop there. We'll get to Matzah Shabbos. tomorrow. So a whole slew of opinions. Chart somewhere. Amen. 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 Amen.